Thank you, and welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, along with you, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from The Good Stuff program, and reminding you, you might have noticed that the Tri-State Livestock News is not the glossy Urban Agri magazine. True enough, they've bypassed the glitz for real, hard-hitting ranching news. Our readers come for one thing, authentic agricultural insights, and I reckon you'll forgive the rustic style when you see their content. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats. Lemon Livestock with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Paul Huffman and staff. And Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. Because, of course, you know, that's what ranchers read. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from them as well.
Kim, what do you have to share on The Good Stuff as we count down the days?
I have a story that first appeared in the December 1981 edition of Guidepost.
Oh, that's been a few years back.
That's right. One marvelous thing about Christmas, have you noticed, is the way our senses come alive. As Christ's birthday approaches, everything seems to become more vivid. Sights, sounds, smells, even tastes. Maybe that's why Christmas memories stay so vivid. Christmas in Ohio when I was a boy, what a time. Snow always, fields blanketed with white, sleighs pulled by horses, vapor jutting from their nostrils, bells jingling on their harness. When we'd go to visit my grandmother in the little town of Lynchburg, my father would lift me up so that I could twirl the old-fashioned doorbell. The chimes would go ringing through the house and footsteps would come running to let us in to warmth and love and laughter. I remember the wonderful aroma of pine and tallow in the room where the Christmas tree stood with candles burning. No electric lights in those days. They must have put scent in that tallow to make those candles smell so good. And the bubbling sound of candy cooking on the old wood stove. We didn't buy candy. My mother made it. She'd cook a wonderful base that she called fondant and cover it with all sorts of icing, pink or green or chocolate. I can see it now, piled on plates all fresh and colorful. Then there were those homemade cookies, cut out into stars and crescents and little animals and sprinkled with colored grains of sugar. Yummy. And the frosted kiss of snowflakes when they'd settle on my nose or eyelashes, and the soft touch of our mother's hands as she tucked us into the comforting warmth of the patchwork quilts, and the flickering light on my grandmother's face as she'd put a Christmas candle in the window. Ah, the good Lord gave us such wonderful senses and such wonderful things to use them on, especially at Christmas. What a wonderful time to use our God-given sensitivity, to be alive, to be aware, and to be happy because Christ the Savior is born. Again, that's from Guidepost.
I have something quick for you called Santa Must Be a Shoo-er by Andy Nelson. They say he's a jolly old elf. You'll never find one truer. But the way I see it myself, Santa must be a shoo-er. Someone's got to trim the reindeer and sharp-toed those little hooves as they dash through the wild frontier and land on ice-covered roofs. So to me, it makes perfect sense that Santa nails on the shoes. I present this as evidence, backed up with various clues. He's dressed in fur from head to foot, because he's a hairy feller. He's covered all over with soot, like a blacksmith shop dweller. The sound you hear ain't jingling bells, it's his anvil that's ringing, a sound more fine than chorus swells or herald angels singing. A beard as white as frosted peaks with a pipe stump stuck in place. Merry dimples and rosy cheeks, but not the ones on his face. Bending plagues this reindeer drover. Rear-end cleavage stripes his back like a peddler bending over and opening his pack. When he squats down to put out the toys, his belly rests on his thighs. A comfy stance for shoeing boys of typical shape and size. Don't know about his droll little lips all drawn up in a bow. Nor why his pants sag on his hips, but this I really do know. It's a short season spreading cheer. He works hard to get through her. But what's he do the rest of the year? Santa must be a shoo-er.
Very good thought. Yeah.
Andy Nelson there. And folks, if you want to share your thoughts with us here on The Good Stuff, it's pretty easy. Send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com. We'll take a look at that. We're going to head into 2024 coming up, so send us some new things for the new year, why don't you? You're listening to The Good Stuff.